The writer of Proverbs reminds us that our Lord carefully and constantly watches over the actions of all of us. In Proverbs chapter 5, verse 21, we read, "A man's ways are in full view of the Lord, and he examines all his paths." Again, in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 3, we read, "The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and on the good." There are several other instances throughout the scriptures that reminds us of God's supervision of human affairs. The psalmist, David, learned this truth very early in his life, and what a difference this made for him throughout his days. Hear him in Psalm 34. "I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack nothing. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit." A righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He protects all his bones. Not one of them will be broken. Evil will slay the wicked. The foes of the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems his servants. No one will be condemned who takes refuge in him. As we meditate on these verses of scripture today, recognizing that the Lord carefully and constantly watches over all our actions, let us remember to pray for all the peoples of the world who have been experiencing natural disasters and wars. Most recently, we think of the people of Malawi, Turkey, Syria, and California. May the Lord grant them strength, peace, and comfort to cope during these trying times. And may other nations around the world be willing to offer assistance where necessary. Please join us next week.